Turn your Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter 2. I'm going to be reading, beginning at verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. I want to go back to verse 5, where Jesus says, remember therefore from where you are fallen. Let me say again what Paul said to the church at Galatia. He says, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Had this pastor fallen from grace? And did he fall from grace because he left his first love? Friend, when you fall from grace, great is that fall. When you lose your first love, you stumble and you fall. When you lose that love that you had for Christ, when he first brought you into his kingdom, wide eyes and glorifying Jesus, you came into the kingdom with a made-up mind like Peter. When Peter said, I will never forsake you, not even unto death. But we soon find that Peter, he could not live up to the commitment that he made. And neither can you and I, no matter how many commitments we make to Christ, without that love for him, we will never be able to fulfill those commitments. He says, do the first works. I have heard many preachers talk about these first works. I don't know what this pastor's first works were. I don't know what your first works were. Only you could tell me. Nevertheless, whatever your first works were that pleased God, whatever works you did that God approved of, that's what you've got to do. You've got to do those things that please him. I have said many times that a man that has his mind made up to only please God can do anything that he pleases. And then Jesus says, repent, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your candlestick from out of his place, except you repent. Candlestick. That word is used more than 30 times in the Bible. The first time I read about this candlestick is in Exodus chapter 25 and verse 31. God told Moses, you shall make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. God told Moses to make a candlestick of beaten gold. This meant that the gold would be melted and refined in the furnace. Once it was poured out into a cooling area, a skilled craftsman would carefully take a hammer in his hand and pound on the gold until it fashioned it into perfection. Looking beyond the beauty of this golden candlestick, you would never guess that the heavy blows of a hammer had ever fallen upon it. Only a goldsmith with a rare talent could do such a brilliant work without damaging the gold. The value of this candlestick could not exist without the melting and the hammer blows. Moses must have wrenched as he watched the goldsmith allow his heavy hammer to fall upon such a precious element as this. But the entire time the hammer was falling, Moses knew that a vessel for God's service was being brought into existence. Many of us have had that melting down. Many of us have had the hammer blows of circumstances and trials. The good news is that God will take every one of those hammer blows, those problems, and use them to fashion himself a vessel of honor. He promised in his word that the trials of our faith is creating for us a far greater work of glory. You are a person in process, and God has promised to complete in you that which he has started. And in the days to come, you will look back on it all and know that God had a plan all along, and your anointed ministry to others was actually constructed during the refining process of the heated fire and the blows of life's hammer. It has been said that those whom God used greatly, he first allowed to be broken deeply. Moses was developed on the backside of the desert. David was refined in a cave. Elijah under a Jupiter tree. Jonah was broken and developed in the stomach of a whale. All these men have a commonality, were pounded by different hammers, yet each of them brought kingdoms into the presence of God. History reveals the refining process of men whom God used mightily. With ministries that impact our world, impactful ministries always comes with a price. The fires of refinement comes with a cost, but also with a promise. God's grace has been extended forth to you for restoration, for strengthening, and being established in him. So, my friend, if you're going through the refining fire and you're feeling the hammer of life, the hammer of circumstances, remember, you are not alone. I'm going to ask Bishop Tim Hill to tell you what his godly mother told him when he was a young man.
My mama read a story from the Bible long ago about Shadrach, Meshach, and old Abednego. How the wicked king commanded they be thrown into the flame because they would not bow and then deny their father's name. Mama said the king stood high upon a balcony so tall, and when he looked in, he was shocked by all the things he saw, 'cause he thought that he would find them lying dead upon the ground. But instead of three, he counted four up walking all around. Well, I said, Mom, wait just a minute, there's one thing that I must know. If three went in and three came out, then where'd the fourth man go? And I never will forget, my mama danced across the floor, and these are the words I heard her say while shouting through the door. She said, he's still in the fire, and he's walking in the flame, and he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name, and he can still deliver by his almighty power. While here below, it's good to know he's still in the fire. He's still in the fire, and he's walking in the flame. To face life's hottest flame, but I'm glad that I can tell you through the power of his name, not one flame the fire will harm you. You'll come through it.